where you need your power play. They score there, probably the game's over, mm-hmm. you know, but our penalty killers did a good job, so I don't want to forget about them. I thought they did a great job all weekend, and that was a huge kill to get us to 4-4, give us a chance to stay in the game, and then obviously Jamie has the save near the end.
End-to-end action, DeSalvo coming up, poked away, but he gets it back, Solo is in, shoots, blocked in front, shot, save by Phillips! Oh my goodness! Jamie Phillips with a great stop and holds on for the whistle.
I mean, you can hear the crowd.
Yeah.
And when he makes
that
save, the crowd just can't believe it. They cannot believe the puck didn't go in the net.
Well, it was a pretty easy routine save.
Yeah, but the way it was bouncing back so quickly, I think a lot of people thought he wasn't going to be able to get ready and position in time.
Yeah. No, he was there and obviously got a clean look. And Jamie make that save 9.9 times out of 10. So
you're saying it wasn't a big save, Coach?
Not as big as everybody thought it was. I mean, it was pretty routine, but nonetheless, he had to make the save. And that's one of those things, again, the guy got his rebound. You know, mm-hmm. our defenseman did not do a good job of taking him and looking for the puck. And he got the initial shot, kept going towards the net, rebound came back to him, and he got a second shot. And that's where Jamie had to make that glove save.
All right, so we go to overtime, and we're obviously tied 4-4. We get a power play thanks to some hustle from Mr. Alex Patan.
No question. I mean, just a great play. You know, his name won't show up on the score sheet on this goal, but it all starts with a play. You know, we go forward with a faceoff. He bumps it by the defenseman right off the faceoff, and the defenseman has to take him down.
Right.
I mean, he's got him beat. You can see the defenseman just turns in desperation and just sort of like pitch for just trying to get any piece of him, and he trips him, and it's a call you have to make, because if he doesn't make the call, we're in on a 2-on-1 or maybe gets even a half ice breakaway there. So probably a good call. Well, it's a good call, but it's probably a good play by their guy.
Well, here's the goal, the game winner, the Huskies on the power play get it in overtime.
Here comes Michigan Tech now with the man advantage. 1:08 left to go in the power play. We're in overtime. 4-4 is the score. Pietola down there along with Sturos working hard, trying to come up with that puck. Huskies get some puck support, wrap it around. Hanna will get to the far boards in time. And now Michigan Tech will set it up. Hanna slides it over to Patan. Back up top for Hanna. Ice is in very poor condition right now. Shot through, save made by Burke. Rebound is there! Score! With a 5-4 victory here tonight.
Just a great pass by Reed Sturos. It wasn't noticeable until I saw the replay from the different angle, just how great that pass was.
Well, it was. And we've worked on our power play quite a bit. But our power play came through for us on the weekend with three huge goals. And I think it's only going to continue to get better. It still needs some work, but we're moving in the right direction. And timely goals. That's what we talk about. Our stats, we're one of maybe the worst teams in the country in the power play. Mm-hmm. But you get into a game like that the implication and the points are so huge. And you score in that situation, I'll take that versus the ones maybe somewhere else we didn't score on in meaningless situations or meaningless points of games. But that's a big goal. But Reed makes a nice play. We work on that in practice. So if Reed gets that, he knows he's got Blake backdoor on the one side of the net. And if Blake gets it, he knows he can go to the other side backdoor, and he's got Reed there. But a real nice play, a huge goal. You know, it's really could be a season-changing win on the road. I mean, just the way the standings are, and depending what happens as we go forward.
Very big win, and the Huskies get four big points down at Bowling Green. We have run a lot of time here talking about two great games. We've got to get a break in here, and we'll talk to Coach. Get your questions in. We're going to be doing that real soon. DJ at the mix93.com.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
Winter Carnival merchandise is here. Quality Winter Carnival apparel is now available only at University Images and Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Hoods, crews, and long and short sleeve tees. Get your 2014 apparel now at University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore in the Memorial Union, your headquarters for 2014 Winter Carnival apparel. Or visit online at www.bookstore.mtu.edu.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Drs. Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joel Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
Winter Carnival merchandise is here. Quality Winter Carnival apparel is now available only at University Images and Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Hoods, crews, and long and short sleeve tees. Get your 2014 apparel now at University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore in the Memorial Union, your headquarters for 2014 Winter Carnival apparel. Or visit online at www.bookstore.mtu.edu.
Welcome back live here on the Mel Pearson Show. As we just wrapped up the two big wins down at Bowling Green, let's talk a little bit about the standings, Coach. We are tied for fifth now in the WCHA standings. And, it's hard to really get too into it because everything is so close right now. But I think you said it best. Every point is so crucial. And all these ties that we got earlier in the season, I think, will really help us. I mean, I wanted them to be wins, but, they'll all obviously factor in. I think they're going to help us out big time in the end.
Well, points are points. We have to find a way to get points any way we can moving forward here, because you're right, the standings are so tight. I mean, you can go from getting home ice in the playoffs to not even making the playoffs, you know, over the next 2-3 weeks. So it's very critical, and we can't really worry about anybody else and what's going on in other games. The only thing we can control is getting our team ready to play and our players getting themselves ready to play and making sure that we have continue to have good efforts and that we come ready to the rink to compete. And I don't think that's going to be a problem going forward.
So Ferris State remains in first place, Minnesota State in second, Bowling Green still in third place with 23 points. Anchorage is still in fourth place as they were off this weekend with 21 points. And now we've got the cluster. We've got Alaska, Bemidji State, and Michigan Tech all tied for fifth right now with 20 points. Northern Michigan, with games at hand, is 1 point behind that cluster. And then you got Lake Superior down at 16 points. And again, these next five games are really going to make or break.
Well, we're at home, and we have to make sure we take care of our home ice. We have to defend our home ice and be ready to play. And that's why you have the home games. And that's why you're scrapping and fighting to get home ice in the playoffs, because mm-hmm. it does make a difference. And I know obviously we have to just, the old cliche, one game at a time. We can't look too far ahead, and we just have to make sure we're ready to play Friday night and take care of business Friday night, and then you move on to Saturday early evening. So, but no question, we have the games at home, and that's why it's so important to get our crowd behind us for this five games. I mean, the way the schedule is, we've only played two home games since the break.
Right.
No, well, actually with Ferris four, so. No, only two.
Two.
Yeah. It seems like it's been more, but, and that's why we have to get them there behind us and really give our team a lift, because at points in the game, we're going to need our fans to whether pick us up or get behind us or rally us a little bit, and I think that's so critical that you get that. You know, maybe when your team's a little flat or things aren't going as well, that they can pick you up a little bit. I know it's on our team, but boy, when you have that crowd behind you, as we've seen in different buildings this year, it really can help.
Well, let's get the McGinnis rocking on Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Coach, how much better of a road team are we now at this point of the season than earlier on in the season?
Well, much better. I think we've, you know, obviously figured some things out. We're scoring more goals, which helps. You don't have to be as perfect as we were the first half. You know, I think we got 5 in Link State on the road. We scored, obviously, 10 this weekend on the road. So, and we're five in our league. We're a 500 team. But, there's method behind the madness. You know, everybody was concerned, well, why with that tough early schedule to start with? with, you know. And the reason being is I knew we weren't going to go into any tougher building than Yost Ice Arena on the road or in the playoffs or anywhere, or down to Compton Ice Arena, you know, Notre Dame, you know, and Duluth, obviously. We knew they were going to have a very good team. So there's reasons we went into those buildings, to play those teams, to help